Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. About to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists, marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is Strands That Bind, Part 2, Social Skills. Early that day, in the girls' dorm, at Herk Malcolm University.
I thought we settled this a week ago, Jazz.
Look, I was cool until you mentioned inviting Smoke to the party. Why do we even have to go to this lame-ass party anyway?
I told you 1,000 times we need to sharpen our social skills.
Social skills?
Listen, Kendra and Jazz started out really close. But now this business is slowly killing their bond. Now Kendra's ass is sneaking around with Smoke and inviting him to student council parties. Everything about her is sus. And Jazz just wants to get to the bottom of it, as she should.
You don't have to do this. Jazz, listening to rumors has never done anybody any good. Kendra, you should have given Jazz more time to prepare for the party. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day? Nita, you sound crazy.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I only agreed to go to this party because of Jazz. This could be a perfect networking opportunity.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for freaking out on y'all. See? We have to keep communicating with each other. We're business partners and we're friends. Getting everything out in the open is very important.
Nita, your after-school special lines have got to stop.
I'm just trying to help. We have to kiss and make up because bad attitudes equals bad business. Now we have a customer coming in 3 minutes.
She's right. And thanks, Nita.
It's funny. If Jazz were a raging bull, Nita would be her tranquilizer. You see, Nita makes sure that Jazz doesn't break any windshields or noses in the process of making a name for herself on Herk Malcolm's campus. Later that night, still in the girls' dorm, Jazz, Kendra, and Nita are packing the weed, weave, and all the hair tools and necessities in the portable trunk to do what they do best, sell shit.
Everything has been checked 3 times. We're ready to go.
Remember, ladies, talk smart, smile pretty, and play hard, okay?
Play hard. I was thinking light drinking and casual conversation.
That's what I'm talking about. When you walk into the room, look for who's watching us. We have our reasons for going, and the student council has their reasons for inviting us, period.
Are there any topics I should stay away from?
Profits turned, the amount of inventory we have, personal issues between us, I'm talking about all the rumors. Stand clear of that shit.
I think I'm gonna have to put that in my phone.
We should relax. If we look like we're up to something, Jeremy is gonna suspect something. He aces every class. The guy's practically a genius. That's Smoke.
Y'all ready to go?
Don't be coming up in here barking orders.
It was a question. Not an order. What's your problem, Jazz?
I don't have a problem with you. Just don't talk to me.
Jazz, we should start loading up the car.
Yeah, you're right. And don't take too long, Kendra, please.
It took every bone in Jazz's body from turning back around and snatching Kendra down the dormitory hallway. Jazz could feel her ass was up to something. She just didn't know for sure.
We should really not hear Smoke. Jazz could have walked in.
I can't help myself. You look good in those shorts.
Smoke, I gotta tell you something.
All right.
You know Jeremy, the president of student council?
Yeah, he's throwing the party we're going to.
Exactly, and there's a reason for that. The other day, we went to Jeremy's dorm room to cut his hair and drop off an order. But when he got Nita and I alone, he told us he recorded the whole conversation. Now he's starting to show the conversation to student council and get us all kicked out.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Well, he made us an offer. If we give him 20% of the profit made each week from the app, he'll keep the recording to himself.
Damn, Kendra. We're supposed to be branching out and starting our own thing. Now we're getting caught up in this mess.
This isn't my fault.
Where does this leave me?
I don't know, but he wants his money tonight. So we gotta get there and make all of his party guests happy.
I'm not getting anything out of this.
We make Jeremy and Jazz happy, and with the little money left over, we can start our own thing. But for now, that's all I can give you. Now let's get going or she'll get suspicious.
Later that night, in the hallway.
Is that your phone ringing?
Oh my God, I hate when people call me. Who calls anymore? And of course, it's Jeremy.
What does he want?
Hello?
Yeah. Kendra, is Smoke with you?
Yes, he's with me. Right here. Why?
I want to move things ahead for tonight.
What do you mean? I'm already giving you your cut. What else do you want?
Look, the time is now, the market is hot, and if we let Jazz dominate it any longer, we're gonna have no chance at cracking it.
I'm still working with Jazz. I can't just drop everything.
All right, here's the deal. I've already told everyone that's coming to have a response prepared. They're going to hate the weed. You know, say it's cut from the cheap stuff. Then, you and Smoke will offer to leave and get a better supply. But in reality, you'll be telling campus security that Jazz threw a weed party and ambushed a student council member.
Kendra, that dude is crazy.
You want a setup? What if campus security comes and arrests everybody?
Don't worry about all that. I've got my connections. Is it a deal? Because once we do that, we'll be able to establish our own operation. Jazz will either be discouraged or get expelled.
It's a deal.
Do you have the exit route all mapped out?
Yeah.
Just in case things pop off, we need to, you know, exit. We need to, you know, take a run for it.
Do you think this is a good idea? I think we should keep a low profile.
Look, I have an app for my services. My low profile days are over with.
Jazz, I think we should think this over.
Think what over? We deliver the goods, chat with a few student council members, then leave. Simple as that. Besides, having contacts in high places is good for the business. Come on now.
You're the most popular girl in school. You don't need help with contacts.
You never have too many allies. Now put your party face on. We're going in.
Smoke. I don't know if this is a good idea.
We don't have any other option. You heard him. We need to make this work. Tonight.
I just can't bring myself to do it. I'm so nervous.
You have to toughen up. This is a difficult business we're getting into. You have to grow thick skin.
How about you do all the talking? I feel like I'll say the wrong thing.
Sure, but you owe me.
It seemed like everything's gonna go well here. I don't have nothing to worry about. I don't got no bad feelings.
I can never tell if someone is a happy customer or just a junkie.
Nita, stop playing. It's really important that we make sure everybody is satisfied at this party.
I know, but you're taking all of the fun out of it. This is a party. Loosen up.
It's a student council party. I wasted a good outfit on this mess.
Does being a businesswoman make you cynical?
Look, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes it makes me cynical. You really get the idea of the inner workings of people's minds, like for real, for real.
People have horrible minds and shoes. Jeremy, hi, you finally made it over to us.
Yeah, I was talking with a lot of people.
That's good.
Actually, not really.
What the hell do you mean?
My guests aren't very happy with your product.
What are you talking about? Two guys and one girl kissed me for doing such a good job on their kitchen.
Yeah, and everybody's smoking the hell out of our weed.
I'm just telling you what they told me. They want new product, or else.
Or else what?
You know how it goes. A dissatisfied customer is a dangerous customer. Word will spread.
Look, those ingrates are sitting around smoking my stuff, even though they hate it. I put my fingers up in their greasy ass scalps, too.
Do you want me to help you out?
Now, why would we want that?
It looks like he's talking to them right now.
Here we go. There's no turning back now.
I don't want your help. You and your little friends are insulting the quality of my product, so you can get out.
Personally, I think it's great. I'm just giving you their feedback.
Remind us to thank you later. Do you believe it? These idiots hate our wheat.
Are you serious?
Jeremy just told us.
What are you gonna do?
We can't have them unhappy. This is an important marketing opportunity for us.
Kendra and I can get more supply before this thing is over. We'll be back in a second.
What difference will it make? This is all the same stuff.
I mean, just think about it. New packaging and a grand entrance, it will trick their minds. Come on, Jazz.
Does Kendra have to go with you?
I need someone to cover me. And Nita is slow.
Hey!
Make it quick, or it's both of your heads.
Now that they're gone, I need to speak with the two of you in private. Do you mind?
I don't do that.
Please, ladies. I'm a gentleman. I have some leads for you. You know, social gatherings with a much less picky crowd.
Inside the student council office.
Clothes stay on.
Whoa, chill, Jazz. I just want to talk to you and Nita. Please, take a seat.
So this is your office?
Why, yes it is. This chair might as well be my second bed. But listen, I brought you two in here because what I see are two future moguls. Two women who know what they want and go after it. I like that.
So what? You want to do business with us? You could have shot a text or something. Why take us away from the crowded party? This is giving me weird vibes.
I like the fact that you're two intelligent businesswomen. I just hate the fact that you're on the same campus as me. They're all yours.
You a rat. A sneaky little rat.
You set us up.
Take them away. Or?
Or what? What kind of games are you playing with us? Like, get to it.
These kind men here are in fact police officers, but they are also dear friends of mine who take my judge of character to heart.
Look, enough of the speeches. Just spill the tea, like.
Cease operations on the Strands app and business, and you walk away free.
Never. Jazz spent months building that business. You expect her to throw it all away because of a half-assed ultimatum?
Deal.
Jazz.
We can't sacrifice our education. There will be other businesses, Nita.
Jasmine Waters, you are a smart businesswoman. Thanks, guys. Oh, and if I find out that you guys are doing business under the table, I will come after you. And that's a promise. You guys enjoy the rest of the party.
Later, back at the girls' dorm.
I wish there was something more I could do.
I thought I was going to have that business forever.
Like you said, there will be other businesses. You're smart. You'll come up with something.
I put my heart and soul into that damn app. And now what? I'll go through that money like I saved up nothing.
Jeremy a bitch. We should get him back.
He's the president of the student council. Not much of a lowlife to me.
Sure, but you're the most popular girl in school. Somebody will be willing to help you.
You know me. I don't want nobody's help. I work alone.
We should get some rest.
Nita's right. Good ideas always come in the morning.
Poor Jazz. She felt like she died that night. Strands was her life, and now that it was gone, she felt like her body was a corpse. Nobody could convince her of any different in that moment. All she heard were empty words and thoughtless promises. Later in Smoke's dorm, wonder what his ass is up to.
I've got it all handled. I've got it all under control. I know it's not a lot, but I have it all worked out.
Trust me, I have a plan in motion. Yes, Jeremy trusts me. He thinks we're going to be business partners. It's getting late. I'll call you tomorrow, but we got this, okay? Okay. Bye.
Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text, subscribe, or follow. Press play. And if you like what you hear, we need you to share with your friends. Till next time. Tales of the Text podcast is produced with support from PRX and the Google Podcast Creator Program. Created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Writer, Carmelina Moore. Jasmine, voiced by Lyric McCord. Kendra, voiced by Caitlin Nealon. Juanita, or Nita, voiced by Antares Da Vinci. Smoke, voiced by Devin Ward. Jeremy, voiced by Jalen Harris. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Mystery Street Recording. Music by Epidemic Sound.